All right, let's go.
SOS.
Somebody rescue me.
Bruh, it's a new week, man.
Fucking hell. 7 days. 7 days gone by, man.
Seven days.
That went quick, though, still.
Yo. Last week, we did a song thing, innit?
Oh, yeah. That
I won.
Did you? Always. Oh, yeah. And then he got how many points?
I don't know why. I feel like it was.
I remember. No, I remember still.
But yeah,
man. Okay, I don't remember your songs, so don't do that.
But I remember that you lost.
Genuinely don't remember your songs.
I remember
genuinely don't remember your songs.
Do you remember your songs?
Yeah.
You asking me your song, bro?
I reminded you. There was one.
I had to remind you.
It was just Taliban's. I forgot that I played, because it's because it wasn't on my list that I wrote down.
Anyway, yeah, what I want to do, yeah, I did this the other day when I was on radio, yeah. I want to play a game.
Oh wait! Before we move on,
what?
The radio show. Let's quickly talk about that. You're on radio recently, innit?
You listened to it?
Yeah, I was listening the whole time.
You listened to the whole thing?
Yes, because I heard, because I was told my song was gonna get played.
Oh.
You know the radio cut off Rains played my song. He didn't actually play my song.
Because
it was 9 o'clock, it stopped. I was playing. So midway through your intro, I sent you a voice note about this. I thought, or a message about this. I said, "Yo, my song didn't play." Because midway through your intro, because it was my song was the last song you're gonna play.
Yeah.
When you're doing the intro, it cut off into it's because 9 o'clock.
That's crazy.
I didn't know.
My song didn't get played on radio.
I didn't know, bro.
I was watching this shit radio show for 2 hours, bro.
What radio was it? Unity.
Unity or Reform?
Reform.
What's that?
Waste my damn time.
What's that, like a religious thing?
No. What? It's just a radio show. It's just a radio. It's like Unity.
Where though?
88.
Oh, it's a man, yeah?
Yeah. Sintown,
yeah. Sintown.
Yeah, he was doing it for Darius, innit?
Well, you listen to that, yeah?
Only because he told me I was going to play my song. And I didn't know when it would be played. So I was like, you know what? Let me support
my friend. I said to you, I'll let you know when I'm going to play.
Yeah, but I didn't have enough faith that you would actually remember. So I
started.
Obviously, I had it on the background, but I was doing stuff anyway. Oh. And then when it comes to, and then Wayne told me, you're going to play it at the end, last song. Cool. I was like, cool, I'm ready.
I didn't pick the order though.
Yeah, no, that's, no, thanks. I didn't care. But then, because I was on a phone call at the time, I was like, yo, wait, one second. I have to listen to this. They're about to play my song. Because I heard SK, it's like, cool. And then, I was like, wait.
That's treachery.
No, what's happened? I was like, what's happened?
No, he was saying to us that there's like a minute left, 2 minutes left. But then he was like, they were like, it was calm. Wait, like,
did you pick the order of the songs?
No.
I was gonna say, imagine if man left your song last on purpose.
No, but I think they put yours last because it was your song.
Mm. Yeah.
As in, like, because I knew exactly. You was like, oh, put SK.
Or like the headline.
But they went over.
And they got erased.
All I heard was.
I was playing bangers.
I can't, that's heartbreak.
I'll play K Money on me. I'll play Clavish.
Wait, were you picking the songs?
I had my list, she had her list, and then Darius had his like 88 list.
Shout out to K Money though. And Man Bro.
Freedom Man. Oh, I seen that interview too, that was hard still.
The prison stream.
I'm
not seeing it.
Funny story.
But yeah, obviously that happened. But yeah, what happened while you're on radio?
What was I gonna say? I was gonna read. Oh yeah, I played a game on radio, innit? Yeah. You can jump past. You can go fast. We played a game, yeah, of this or that. Yeah.
Okay.
There's gonna be five different rounds, I guess.
Okay.
But do different categories, innit? So for yours, I'll do UK rap. You can do like whatever genre you want.
Okay.
Is it music though?
The one that we did was music related, innit?
Okay.
But then what we can do.
Yeah, anything.
You can do a football one or whatever, innit?
Okay.
So I'm just gonna say two people, you just pick one.
Yeah.
And explain why.
Okay.
I have to explain why, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a short explanation, you know what I'm saying? Alright, so
you got people written down.
It's not just people in it, it's just UK rap in general.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're doing UK rap.
So yours would be UK rap in it. So the first two that, where did I write this down?
This is for me or for everyone?
This is for you, innit?
Yeah.
For you. Where did I write this down now? One sec.
I've got four cups. Billy don't drink.
Yeah, he don't drink still.
Muslim. Muslim.
I'll take 7 up, though. Like, you can just pour in a cup, and you pour some. I don't want a full can, innit?
Yeah, it's quite an empty one.
But man can't be promoting them.
Yeah.
Trust me, they actually pay.
Waiting for you, lad.
Oh, I can't find it, but I remember it anyway. So the first one, it's not just songs. It's not just people, by the way. It's songs as well.
Think, okay.
So the first two, yeah, is Warm.
Okay.
Or No Better.
I actually had this conversation the other day still.
I'm
going to say No Better still.
See, No Better over Warm?
Yeah, No Better over Warm.
Why?
Impact. That song actually changed drill forever. Like that ad-lib literally became like a template for drill.
No,
like
right,
every
so.
Drill song you hear the ad-lib. And also, you look at the situation surrounding No Better as well. Like, the way the heady flipped that L into a W and then that, like, boosted his career. Like, it has to be No Better still. And I think it's just a better song as well, kind of like.
I hear it. Okay, next one is Sprinter or Funky Friday?
Sprinter.
It's easy.
Funky Friday's too tired. Funky Friday's too tired.
Yeah, love.
To make sure what?
Make sure that it's the right one.
There's no alcohol in it, bro. Yeah. You know what alcohol smells like?
You need to smell it, bro.
Yeah, you can't.
Ooh. Yeah, nah, Sprinter, Funky Friday's too tired.
Yeah,
how does it go again?
The man at this age, how the man still hating? Yeah, I'm going to a different country.
Sound like some assembly tune.
Kid used to go in, though. Man can't say that.
It's a good song, but Sprinter clears it, man.
Okay, first. Next one. Hummer and B or Air Force?
Ooh. Air Force.
Air Force?
I always preferred Air Force.
No, Hummer and B.
Hummer and B got ruined for me as well.
Why?
Bro. I remember I just see one video here of like bare white girls in school singing it. And ever since then, I just can't unhear that video. Honestly, but they both came out at the same time. And I remember listening to them back to back and I preferred Air Force. Like, if man's talking about like, obviously, Hummer and B probably is like a bigger banger in terms of like, everyone knows the lyrics and that. But if I'm going like bar for bar, what's actually a harder song, I'm picking Air Force though.
When I rise in batches.
I'm picking Hummer and B. I feel like Hummer and B can work for the girl as well, bro.
I said, I was on the road trying to double up Hummer. I wanted to see my P just triple. I had to run a boy down my Air Force piss. Can I got a crease in the middle? His shoulders cold, fit as what? Bro, that tune's hard, bro.
Yeah, but baby, bend your back and then dig it.
Listen, but that's it. It's not it, bro.
It's not just it, bro.
Exactly. The whole song.
That's not even a hook.
Some rising batches. Wow. Pull up, reverse.
Back in the jacket. I don't know. I pick Hummer and B.
Yeah, Hummer and B for me.
In my opinion, yeah. All right, the next one, yeah. Was so similar to the last one, Trapo or Heady?
Oh, I knew he was gonna go there. You know what it is there? What are we talking? Overall as an artist?
Overall.
Or drill?
Greatness.
Heady. Yeah. If we're talking just drill, is neck and neck, but overall as an artist, Heady clears.
Life and neck and neck still.
Yeah. But overall as an artist, Heady just has way more in his pocket than K-Trap.
Fair. I agree to be fair. I've always preferred Heady to Trapo anyway.
But on drill is close. I'm talking just drill.
Okay, fair.
What else?
And there was one more. I can't remember the last one was, but I'll just make it up anyway. So I'm going to say Talking the Hardest. I remember what it was now. It was.
I think I'm going to say.
No, it wasn't even Talking the Hardest. It was The Game Is Mine or They Ain't 100.
Oh,
that one spun me still.
I only know one of them, so I'd go with the 100.
You don't know the Game Is Mine?
Who's that?
But you know what it is, yeah? The Game Is Mine changed the game at the time, yeah? In terms of like rappers doing the drippy thing, but then when Day 100 came out, flat,
Headache, bro. Oh my gosh.
You know what it is, though? You know, like, I was listening to Day 100 recently, yeah. You know, it's actually not that good of a song, you know. I was deep in it.
It's just that...
After fuck them, I don't know them, Day 100.
That's the hardest line ever,
after,
bro.
After 80 bars, the song's kind of dead after that. I'll be honest.
Think.
Like, the song, as a song, is actually not that hard, but it's just that the way he started the song is what it's made hard. It.
But that's the hook in it.
But The Game Is Mine from start to finish.
Serious banger.
So fair enough.
But I just think Day 100 has the hardest first line ever.
That's what I'm saying. That one
it's
bar.
It's the hardest first bar ever.
That
to,
one
in
bar is better than the whole of Game Is Mine.
Every song, bro. Every
so
genre.
So which one are you going
for then? Oh.
Well, fuck them. I don't know them, bro. They ain't 100, bro. That's real life.
You know what's so mad, yeah? That was a Boxy Biz.
that was
actually a Busty Biz as well. I feel like Fredo making that song is kind of what stopped C-Biz's wave a little bit, because Fredo just went on to
Crazy Run.
So.
And that was his first track as well, bro.
What did you pick?
The Game Is Mine. I'm just chatting bad, but The Game Is Mine for me, that's about the time, innit? Like, when that song came out, I was in high school, I think.
Fuck it. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Personally, The Game Is Mine.
Just the whole song, yeah, from start to finish. Every time it comes on, it was just a different way.
The game's man.
100%. Oh, you don't even. The fact you don't know the song is pissing me off.
I don't know who C-Biz is.
Whatever, man.
Is he incarcerated?
No.
Okay. You know, love a lot of jail, man. That's why.
Pause. No, in jail. He's a rapper from them sides, isn't
it? I don't know these niggas, man.
That's crazy. Anyway, yeah.
Wait, so is it his turn now?
Yeah.
What's his?
What do you want to do? Yours?
Anything that I like,
nigga. What do you like, bro?
Afrobeats, nigga.
So you know,
not Afrobeats.
Black Monkey. Alright, give me something on. Football.
Let's do white girl music.
Yeah, you do. You know what?
I used to like that
because I actually had the same debate. I just want to know your opinion. I had the same debate in uni the other day. Yeah, boom. Katy Perry,
yes,
or Miley Cyrus.
I think Miley Cyrus has had the longevity though.
Yeah.
She's popping now.
I'm
still
not going to lie, bro. You see me.
But Katy Perry had a chokehold, man.
But Katy Perry wasn't Hannah Montana.
But Raw. In your little.
Yeah, but party in the USA.
Oh, party in the fucking USA, bro.
Party
yeah,
in
but California girls, we're unforgettable.
I think classics, no. Shad's got more classics, though.
Exactly. Katy Perry had
fireworks.
Too many. Are you done? You were. Let's go. Come on, man.
Slightly, it might be Katy Perry.
Katy Perry has to.
I'm talking about everything as well, by the way. Music, looks. I'm joking.
Oh, looks, Katy Perry.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. So you're saying Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
She went Hannah Montana, though.
Yeah,
that's a big factor, bro. That's a big one.
Watch that show as well.
I hear it.
Miley Cyrus was a gospel tune, bro.
The Climb. Yeah.
She just gospel. No, the biggest that, gospel tune of all time, bro.
I thought gospel. I thought The Climb was gospel.
Bro, that is gospel tune.
I can listen. So it's going to be another mountain. Shandereze. My God will always make it move.
Can't beat that song, bro. Katy Perry ain't got a song like that.
She's, you know what? you're right. Yo, Miley Cyrus might have it. But Katy Perry has the bops, though. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry?
Yeah, man, Katy Perry.
I pick Katy Perry as well. Actually, no, I pick Miley Cyrus.
Give me some more white music.
I picked Miley Cyrus.
I say Katy Perry.
Because I would never pick Katy Perry.
Only because of the bangers, though.
I would never
pick Katy Perry. Miley Cyrus has been out here, but she ain't got as many bangers as Katy Perry.
I got this one's a bit easier because they both only really have one banger like that in it. Boom. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Woo!
Jesse J,
easily.
One banger.
That's crazy. What?
That's crazy. One banger.
That money.
Jesse J.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Don't ever speak on Jesse J ever again. Joker.
That's bad.
That's not mad.
That's not mad.
Nah, they're not. Don't talk about it then.
They're not in the same conversation.
They're not in the same conversation.
Let me ask this then.
Jesse J.
Jesse J.
Man said, call me maybe, that's it. What's she gonna, that's all she can chat to you. Call me maybe, bro.
I don't listen to his music, bro. This is not my fault.
Jesse J,
yeah. Or Taylor Swift.
I don't listen to Taylor Swift like that, though. But she has got some big songs.
But she has bangers
though. She's most of her trouble when you
yeah,
walked
in. Yeah.
So shame on you, right?
If we're talking about
we are never, ever, ever get back together.
She might win, you know. She might win.
Based
on bangers, Taylor Swift wins. Obviously,
everybody who's
vocally
watching will pick. Not everybody's watching, but if you put this online, they will all see Taylor Swift. Obviously,
yeah, of course.
Her fan base is the biggest.
But Jesse J is a better vocalist, easily, miles better than Taylor Swift. But her songs don't do her justice. With Jesse J, her songs don't do her justice. She's a better singer than the songs are. She makes simple pop songs, but her vocals are stupid.
Shit, my bad, I press play. Man.
Whoa, what the fuck? But yeah, I think that one obviously T Swift has to get that one.
Oh yeah,
I said T Smith.
T Swift, bro.
Okay, now I've got two songs for you though.
Go on.
Let It Go.
Okay.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, Let It Go.
No, bro.
Oh, you only need the light when you
let it go. Yes, bro. James May. No. Let It Go.
Oh, wait, no. That's a different song, yeah. No.
You know what I'm talking about?
So I'm gonna let it go.
Yes, bro.
That's James May.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, I'm saying that song. No matter what it is, that's that song.
I'm gonna say You Won't Let Go. That's two big hits, bro.
Say you won't let go. If someone plays that, I'm already. I'll cry.
I'll cry as well.
I'll cry.
I ain't gonna cry. Unless you play that song, but what if you're watching this, unless you play that song, I'm not crying.
Yeah, Say You Won't Let Go. It's a heart wrencher. That's one. Yeah, James Alford is that one. Say You Won't Let Go. Oh my God.
You picking that over?
Yeah, because the thing is, I was gonna say that because I love Let It Go. I love that song. I love that song with all my heart. But now I do. On my mom's.
Bro,
no,
chill out, bro.
No, genuinely, I've sang that song. I've covered it many times in my room.
Dude, you're
on keys.
Bro.
No, I love that song.
I've got another one here.
Say You Won't Let Go In.
This is serious though.
This
next one's serious though.
Go on.
When I Was Your Man.
This is where I get involved now.
Yeah.
When I Was Your Man.
Yeah.
Just the Way You Are.
Nah, when I was your man.
When I was your man.
Just the way you are.
And I bet you feel just a little bit.
No. Forget that part. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to see. Oh.
Come on, man.
I got to pull it already.
I'll actually cry. Are you actually crying? Do you know how deep it is?
It's the lyrics, but it's the lyrics. The lyrics are too deep. I feel like everyone feels it though.
Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same.
Let me tell you now, if I see my ex with somebody else's hand on Insta, I'm gonna play this and cry.
I'm playing it.
You're pissing me off, man.
That's
me.
Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers.
And held your hand, should have gave you all my hours. When I When I had, baby, I should, man, I should have.
Look into everybody, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby is
dancing. But she's dancing. But I'm emotional.
This part.
I'll be the first to say that
I was wrong.
What? Oh, I'm doing probably much too late. Try and apologize for my mistakes.
I just want you to know. I actually hope he holds your hand,
man. I wish I did, man. I'm sorry, I was working. I was too busy for you, man.
When he has the chance. Take you to every party, cause I remember how much you loved
that. You did. You love a look of wine. I should wait. Keep it there.
When I was
see it again.
This
song is emotional. This song's spiritual.
That's my one of my favorite songs. I'm not gonna lie, I've been saying Bruno's.
Yeah, no, this song is this is the best.
That one hurt. I genuinely start crying. They might have been joking. I genuinely start crying.
Next time we do this battle thing, let me pick white that my balance, bro.
That one was crazy.
When I was your man. It's so real. It's so real.
I know what you feel as well, bro.
It's so real. It's so real. He said,
I should have bought flowers, though.
I should have, man.
I didn't.
I should have given you my hours. Because why was I going out, hanging out with him?
I could have took you to the park because I know she likes to dance, bro.
Oh.
I know she likes to dance, bro. But it's too late now.
Anyway, but now she's dancing with another man, man.
Fuck you, that one hurts.
Nah, that's emotional.
That one actually hurt me, bro. That one actually hurt me,
If I see my ex's hand, no, my ex with another man's hand in a snap, I'm gonna pin something crying.
That would hurt you a lot.
I'll cry and play the song.
Yeah, fine.
You know what song is so called you wish you could relate to?
Yeah.
I can't relate. I ain't been heartbroken before.
I can't relate yet.
I purposely wanna go for a heartbreak.
Yeah. I always say I wanna go through heartbreak so I can feel it more, bro.
Bruno wants to be heartbroken.
I wanna be heartbroken, bro. Man don't understand, but a certain music, you can only feel it when you're in that situation.
I wanna be able to relate to these bars, but I don't at the same time.
Yeah. I wanna go to jail so I can appreciate. Chat to me, you get me.
Nah,
I do at the same time. But
you know, Mars, yeah, yo.
I got one more here. Yeah,
when I was young,
this
man,
is a search one as well. Yeah,
wanna be a billionaire? Grenade, lazy song.
Nah, wait. He said, I'll put myself on a grenade.
I said, I'll throw my hand on a blade for you.
Oh my god, I'll jump in front of a train. I wouldn't jump in front of a bus for girl.
I mean, you might not underrate just the way you are, though.
No, it's a good song.
You might not put him
respect on that song, bro. This guy is locked out of heaven, like, bro. This guy is
made bangers, bro.
This guy is a fucking machine, bro. He's the greatest, bro.
Nah, but bro, he's actually the greatest, you know.
I don't want to say nothing, bro.
Might not talk about understand. Chris Brown, but nah, this Bruno is our Michael Jackson.
Oh, nah, because if I start playing Chris Brown, bro, it'd be a whole conversation.
Nah, but Bruno is our Michael Jackson.
It'll be a whole conversation.
Bruno is our Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's there, Bruno. Fuck that, bro. Michael Jackson's there, Bruno, bro.
Chris Brown's close to Michael Jackson and Bruno.
No, he's not.
Don't do this.
Flip and do this.
Do this again.
No, because last time we lost. Bruno is the guy.
Do this again, bro.
The pecking order is even wrong. You're saying Chris Brown close to Michael Jackson and Bruno, bro. Michael Jackson closer to Bruno than Chris Brown. That's what you should be saying.
Wait, what?
Bruno is the prize, bro.
Yeah, like, Bruno's the guy.
You should be saying Michael Jackson closer to Bruno than Chris Brown. That's what you should be saying.
Yeah.
Oh, love
Bruno
it,
is
who
the
can dance better?
Bruno is
who
the guy.
Can dance better?
Who can sing better?
Who can dance better? We're talking Michael Jackson right now.
Guy, yeah, wait.
Half of Michael Jackson's whole thing was dancing, bro.
Bruno is
who can dance?
Bruno
who can dance better? Thank you, bro. Who's a better entertainer? Chris Brown?
No.
What do you mean?
Bruno Mars is a better entertainer.
What's the entertainer about his height?
No, stop. Yo, Rude, his height is crazy.
What?
I said, what's the entertainer about
his height? Bro, what is so entertaining about Bruno over in his songs? Let's be honest, bro. What's so...
Have you seen his live performances? They're way better.
Have you seen
his show? Exactly. He actually performs... Chris Brown sings the same songs
Chris
and does a lot of backflip in between.
Like, I've seen Chris Brown live.
Yeah, but
it's good.
He's sitting there, like the other day, bro.
I've seen him live twice.
Yeah, but no, it was like 1 week after each
other, bro. But no matter what time you see Bruno Mars, it will be a cold, cold show.
You ain't seen him.
I've seen it. What do you mean?
I've seen the videos.
I can't wait
to see Bruno live.
You've seen clips?
I'd love to.
I can't wait.
I would love to.
You know when he could money them tickets to selling out in like 2 seconds?
I can't wait. I'll find it.
I'll pay double.
Anyway, yeah, I got another one, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
This is serious right now, you know.
It's actually quite hard, you know. Wow.
You got Perfect.
Oh my God. That's my wedding song.
And Thinking Out Loud.
Perfect.
Think it out loud.
Perfect.
Think it out loud, bro.
Think it out loud, baby.
To me, Think It Out Loud is the second song that's getting played by my wedding.
Think It Out Loud.
I see when that song first came out.
That's the second song.
Yeah, when that song first came out, I was gonna go. I went out of my. I said I went out at my wedding.
Well, you man want every song at your wedding? What the fuck?
I'm a lover boy.
You not playing this at your wedding?
What?
You not playing this at your wedding?
I said you man. I said that about every song though.
No, because these songs
are two songs, though,
isn't it? Same Won't Let Go and this has to be my wedding.
I'm not playing when I was your man at my wedding.
Yeah, that's crazy. I am your man. I'm playing Say You Won't Let Go and I'm playing this.
Thanks.
I don't know why I'm playing my wedding still. I'll just let her pick.
I don't even care.
Let the DJ pick. DJ, do your
thing. As long as you play warm, I'm calm.
So play warm.
Which one are you picking?
Oh, it's Think Hard.
Loud, so.
But now I found a love for me.
Now, but Justin Bieber's also goated as well, bro.
Wait.
He is silly.
Why is it about Justin Bieber?
He just came to my mind. Pause. Why I said that.
Yeah.
Which one are you picking?
I'm picking Perfect still.
Nah, Thinking Out Loud.
But it says, we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what. Oh my god, we didn't know what it was.
You haven't done one yet. What's your category?
Have you done five already?
I think I've done four now.
You've done way more than five. I swear.
I
feel like we've been on you for ages.
Usually, no, it's because we spend time on each one and play the songs. That's right.
The songs that I'm picking are different.
I think there's one more.
Different catalogs, bro.
Oh, wow, what a beautiful attack. See, sometimes I actually need to sit back and appreciate this music, you know, because I'm listening to all this Afro beats, all this.
Well, I go back on the time.
Ginger, baby girl. I don't enough, man. I need to reflect sometimes.
My
Spotify rapped for every song that came out this year.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
Oh, wow, beautiful, man. That's actually nice.
Anyway, you want one more?
Yeah, go on, one more, and then we'll do you as well.
Okay. What white British niggas?
Go on.
Okay, I got one. Yeah, the first one is
Ed.
Nah, that's cheating. Who's gonna sit next to Ed though?
Yes, no, we're not doing art. You can't do Ed. Who's sitting next to Ed, bro?
Exactly. Yeah, fine.
No one's sitting next to Ed.
I'm gonna call who? Sam Smith.
Yeah, I was gonna say Sam Smith.
Nah, they can't compete.
Bars.
This is what I'm gonna do. Yeah. Ooh, okay. You have to pick between.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't No Sunshine.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
We're going different here. Ain't No Sunshine.
They're with us. Say less. That's a nigga.
I know you don't know. You know what you're talking about.
You know.
Ain't No Sunshine when she's gone.
Ain't No Sunshine and It's a Man's World.
No, It's a Man's World.
Ain't No Sunshine.
But it won't be nothing.
Oh, I know that.
Nothing.
But you think It's a Man's World?
Without a woman or a girl.
Fair. I don't think about it. I'll pick that.
Nah, though. That's a banger. That's I'll a banger,
that
boy.
That's old school, though.
Ooh. It's a man's world. Oh, shout out to
Yeah, trust me. These are anointing songs, bro.
Wait, what is your genre?
I don't know.
Does it have to be a genre, though? Can't it just be,
be anything?
Not music.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Fucking, I don't know, NBA or something.
Nah, we don't know NBA.
You don't know NBA like that.
You don't know NBA, bro.
You can do NBA, but you might not know NBA like that, bro.
Nah, I do.
So you're going to pick two people that aren't compatible?
I do. I can.
I promise you don't.
Can I do this?
Okay, pick one. Don't say MJ and Jordan.
No,
MJ and LeBron.
LeBron. That's easy. That's MJ and Jordan.
Why is that easy?
Because he's LeBron.
What the fuck?
He's a LeBron fan.
Not even a competition.
He's an MJ hater, man.
It's not a competition.
All right, cool. Klay Thompson, yeah, or Kevin Durant?
Based on what?
I don't know.
He's better.
This nigga's like, no, bro.
KD, bro. That's not a competition, bro. Okay, KD's cool. Top 10 all the time.
Ah, boom, here this, yeah. Steph Curry, yeah. Or,
there's only one person you can compare him to. If you don't pick him, as long.
Or Iverson.
Steph Curry, bro. That's, you can't be. That's, again, these are not conversations.
Cool.
These are not conversations right now.
Okay, wait. I got one. Shaquille O'Neal.
You can't compare him to anyone.
Or James Harden. What? Why are you laughing? They're both big. First of all, they're both BBWs, bro.
No, they're not. James Harden.
Yeah, he is.
He's big, bro.
James Harden.
He's like big.
You don't know.
Didn't go with the beard. Didn't go with the beard. I know.
He's the skinniest guy in the world, bro.
Is he?
Yes.
I think the beard was making him look massive.
Yeah, the beard's a misconception.
Right, how about this?
There's not many compatible.
Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic.
Yeah, him. Or Victor Wembanyama.
That's actually a good one, to be fair.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Based off the names.
Victor Wemby's
long though. He's long.
Crazy pause. But if you're talking about he's the better player, Wemby all day.
Really?
7'4", bro.
But he's new.
I'm talking about he's the better player, bro.
Yeah.
He's the next like LeBron. Like he's the best player. He's good, bro. Luke is just efficient. He's Slovakian or something like.
Yeah.
You're the man there. They're just building stuff in it.
Hard workers.
Yeah, bro. That big hard worker.
Grafters, like, bro.
Nowhere near a better player than Wemby, but I don't know. Ceiling, definitely Wemby all day.
Okay, how about this, Bronny, and the other one. What's the one?
Bryce. This is the dumbest conversation ever, bro. It's 100% Bronny all day.
Bronny or LaVar Ball.
LeVar? That's a dad.
Yo, Lonzo, oh, Lonzo.
Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo's the oldest brother.
What's the other one?
He's the one.
LaMelo.
LaMelo, yeah. Melo or Bronny?
What? That's not a conversation. Again, Melo's in the league.
So Bronny's just
rookie
young.
Of the year. Bronny won't even be top three picks in the draft.
Wait, when will he be eligible for the draft?
He's 19 now, so
he's not eligible right now.
He's just gone to college now this year.
Wait, so you can't get into the NBA before? Like, do you always have to go through college first?
No, but it's rare.
Oh, fair enough.
Only like LeBron and like them kind of man have done it. Like.
But so basically, Bronny's not good enough.
He's just gone to college now.
Yeah, as in he's not good enough to make it into the NBA already.
Nobody does. Only like LeBron does.
Exactly. LeBron did it, so why can't his son do it?
That's not how it works.
What a meaty guy. What a bomb. He's a bomb.
That's not how it works.
All right, cool. How about this?
MJ,
cool.
MJ didn't even do that. MJ took 4 years in college.
Okay, cool. Miami Heat or Chicago Bulls?
Stupid question, bro.
Wait, what's your team? Is it
Bulls?
Lakers?
Bulls. I don't have a team, but Bulls is 100% better than Heat.
My team, Philadelphia.
76ers.
That's being my team.
Just the process, bro.
It's because he has a flipping shirt.
That's it.
Being my team, so.
Better than the football ones because a lot of these are just kind of simple.
We don't know anybody.
You don't know anybody.
But football ones, I don't know if it's like, all right, cool.
Oh, football one. Nah, but there's been a lot of conversation.
Do you like certain teams? Like classic teams?
Oh, okay, boom. Let's do this.
Some of them are obvious, though.
Yeah, but
I think there's a conversation and everywhere.
Nah.
Even like strikers, like all-time strikers.
Let me think.
Okay, I've got one. You think I've got one? Strikers all the time. Suarez, Ibra.
Suarez.
Ooh.
To me, Suarez. After time, Ronaldo and Messi, it's Suarez.
Okay, wait, what?
Yeah.
About what?
In this like last generation, the last 15 years, it goes Probably Ronaldo, this. Messi, Suarez.
Okay, but hear this though. How are we basing? Are we basing off how good they were in their prime or overall?
Overall, as long as
both of them are Suarez.
You have to look at the longevity.
I think Ibra,
of that,
bro.
You have to look at
Ibra's done it.
This is a guy that done it everywhere.
Ajax,
went,
Inter.
Wait, what are you? Yes, wait. What are you basing this off?
His whole career, like,
off his whole career.
Suarez had a better career.
Suarez won a treble.
He had a better career. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but the longevity is what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay, longevity is part of it, but if we're talking about what you achieved,
he was a better striker.
It's not just the fact that he played for so long, the fact that he was actually at the top for so long. That's rare, bro.
But yeah, you said you had one for us.
Demba Ba, Papi Cisse.
Oh, yeah. I was saying it has to be Demba Ba, based on the fact that he...
You said Cisse.
No, now it has to be, because I remembered.
Demba Cisse scored.
And he has a new hairline as well.
Turkey for, bro. He exactly.
For free, bro. That's thinking, yo, he came back looked younger.
That's probably part of his contract at Besiktas, bro.
Bro came back looking like a youngster. I was like, wait, that's not the same.
But Papi Cisse scored some bangers.
That Newcastle one.
He scored some. That chest and volley. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. It's
scored some bangers. Yeah. Let me think. Okay, wait. Boom. Okay, I got one.
Okay, cool.
Dimitri Payet.
Payet.
Or Adel Tarrat.
Payet all day. Tarrat did it for like 2 seasons.
Yeah, but Payet wasn't here for that long though.
Yeah, but he's done it everywhere.
He went to Marseille. Yeah, so he went to Marseille, he was smoky, bro. And Payet, for me, best free kick take of all time.
Nah, that's a whoop.
That's crazy.
Bro, Payet's free kick. Okay, maybe not of all time.
I'd put James Ward-Prowse over him.
Okay, calm down.
James Ward-Prowse has literally more goals from free kicks than Beckham, you know.
No,
you know, he... James Ward was literally a better free kick than Beckham.
No, he's not better.
Yeah, it's about conversion rate, though.
Yeah, his conversion is better than everybody's.
No,
I don't give a shit.
Go find out.
To me, Payet's free kicks are better, though. Like, his free kicks are genuinely better,
bro. Ward Prowse scores more free kicks than Payet.
They're better, though. That's like saying just because someone's got more goals that they're a better striker than someone doesn't make you better striker.
It does. It doesn't. It does add to it.
You think that score marks or Ronaldo is not one of the best strikers in the Premier?
No, but what I'm saying is Payet's free kick technique is so hard to recreate, though. And it's so consistent.
James Ward-Prowse scores more free kicks than anybody else.
His conversion rate is better. You're a Twitter stat right now, bro.
No, I'm literally giving you actual information.
You're a stat, bro. Scoring more doesn't mean you're better than someone, bro.
But free kicks is about scoring them, right?
No, you're saying scoring more, bro. Scoring more than being better than someone.
Let's go back to the question, though, bro. The streets will never forget Adel Tarrat at QPR, bro.
Because we will never forget, because every few weeks, every Twitter page you posted, every
That's one of my favorite players ever, bro. He was so good.
Him and Ben Arthur, my two favorite.
That's who I was thinking
Ben
of.
Ben Arthur
at Newcastle.
Ben Arthur is the closest thing in the Premier League to Messi.
Was that against Arsenal when he dribbled the whole pitch?
Yeah, yes, bro.
Arsenal.
When he played for Newcastle.
Yeah, was that against Arsenal?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
My favorite, the closest thing comes to Messi, bro.
My favorite streets won't forget players. What's my man?
Yannick Bolasie.
There you go. Yannick Bolasie.
Bolasie. That was my guy.
He played some AFCON football, man.
He was
AFCON football.
The Bolasie flick. You know how many times I had to recreate that, bro?
He was too fresh.
He was too Congolese, but I loved it.
He was so good, bro. Him and Zaha on the wing.
Oh, that Crystal was, Palace,
bro. Hard, that is hard. AFCON to the core, Roski.
Oh, I think if it wasn't for his injury, man, he would have been a.
Nah,
he
would have been more. Zaha, still Zaha being at Crystal Palace, bro.
But that was like the streets robbing and reaping.
Yeah,
Zaha
nah,
Palace, bro.
They were killing it. I can't lie.
Okay, I got another one though.
Just highlights though. No XG. No point. Just highlights.
Just vibes, bro. Just dribbling.
Just highlights.
With the music in the back, you know, the man effects. Bare them, bro. But I got another one though. This is partnerships, yeah?
Okay. Ooh.
Suarez and Sturridge.
Okay.
Wait, what? What's it?
No, because that didn't last that long.
The gap between Suarez and Sturridge.
Sturridge back then.
No one says Sturridge wasn't good, but the gap between Sturridge and Suarez.
I'm talking about like, they're not talking about
yeah,
like
yeah, longevity. I know. I'm saying in that season, when was Suarez, Sturridge and Sterling? That season.
Yeah, but obviously it was SAS though. Get me? Like, it was SAS. Suarez and Sturridge, Kane and Son.
I'm not gonna lie, as a partnership, Kane and Son. Individually, Suarez is better than both of them.
Yeah.
But as a partnership, Kane and Son.
Because I can't lie, they were in tune, bro. They were just.
I just feel like the quality gap between Suarez and Sturridge is too much for me. Like, it's too much for me to even consider the partnership. It just felt more like Suarez.
Apprenticeship.
Like, come here.
But he held his own though.
Now Suarez was a baller. Don't get it, he was a baller.
Back then he was a baller.
But Suarez, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Kane and Son for me still.
Kane and Son with
Kane and Son.
So good together, man.
I don't know, man.
Fairs.
Let me think of one. Boom.
Or should we change it from football? Because I've got some other.
Yeah, no, give us something more mad. Yeah.
I'm going to go like, not mad.
That's like something more interesting than football.
I was going to go into like the content space.
Let's go.
Let's get interested into our world. It's our world.
Yeah, let's take it there.
So, let's do podcast.
Okay, it's easy.
No, just do content in general.
No.
This one is about podcasts.
Say no more,
90s babies.
Yeah. Okay.
Three shots.
Actually,
you might even give it to that time to breathe, bro.
I'm gonna lie, three shots. Bro, I'll be honest with you, bro. Like, you see three shots, like, people underestimate them, bro. Like, you know, I can actually listen to three shots for 3 hours, like every single week, and I don't get bored, bro. I've been listening to them regularly for years, bro.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Episodes are bare long pause, and man, don't get bored, bro.
Like, I just go back, bro.
If I'm bored, yeah, and I feel like I need to listen to a podcast, the first few podcasts to come to mind is HC and Three Shots.
And I feel like they made a serious name, and they got that Spotify deal. That,
yeah, they made history.
At that time, Spotify weren't giving deals to no one.
That was one of the first ones I knew about. Yeah,
they were like giving deals to no one, and then they were on billboards, and I'm like, Ross.
Don't get twisted on Nine Baby, especially recently. They've been definitely getting the flowers, but Three Shots.
I think recently Nine Baby take it all day.
Ah.
I think, yeah. Ah. I think the last couple of years, Night Baby take it,
see,
in my opinion.
I'm not heavily into either of them, but I've seen a couple
I'm
and
going,
I'm more
if I'm
into
going
Shots.
Just like I'm doing something, I need to plug a podcast in. If I had to put my money on which one I know is going to be like just a better podcast, I'm going to go for Three Shots. I can't lie. Because a lot of Night is Baby, a lot of time I might only listen to it if there's like a guest on there I'm really, really invested in. If it's just Freddie, Temi, and VP against Taser, Marv. Mr. Exposed, and Marv, the man's definitely going to pick Three Shots.
Yeah,
I hear it, but I feel like I've seen more viral stuff from 90s.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. Clips wise, really? 90s didn't really have clips, but
I think
I feel like when it comes to podcasts, it's not fair to just judge off clips.
I see a lot of clips of Taser talking the stories from Three Shots. I feel like it's funny.
But 90s, maybe I've been having viral moments, to be fair. I don't want to just base it off clips.
It's just part of the aspect of it, though.
True, but I think I'm always saying
Three Shots for me.
I say overall Three Shots, but recently I say 90s have crept it. I ain't gonna lie to you. All right, next one, yeah. SDS.
Okay.
Oh.
Filthy Fellas.
Oh.
Filthy.
I thought, I'll be honest, I'm SDS. Filthy. I'm an SDS guy.
I'm in the middle, because I'll be honest, like it depends what man's looking for, though. If I just want to laugh, I'm going filthy.
I hear it.
I actually want to watch ball talk. And don't get this, not that Filthy don't have ball talk, but SDS is like, it's just ball talk.
Way better ball talk. They know way more ball than Filthy. Levels more.
I very rarely watch.
Should I be honest though? Recently, I've been watching SDS more than watching Filthy. You know?
I'm
gonna still pick Filthy though, because I just feel like the band on Filthy is just so unique.
It's elite.
It's so elite. Like, if you don't get, you don't get. But if you get, you just bro. It's so elite, bro.
But their rotation is heavy though.
Exactly.
Bro. Like, their rotation is strong compared to. Think about it.
But SDS got mad rotation as well.
But think about it though. Filthy's rotation, most of them are all like. They're all big in their own brand. Yeah. Their brands are all big. Yeah. Specs, Steve-O,
but then again, think of
Poet,
how many people
Savage,
built them. Savage Dan. Think how many people built their brand through Filthy, though.
That's what I'm saying, but
a lot of people you just named that big because of Filthy.
Siva wasn't bigger than Filthy.
Yeah, but Specs, Savage Dan, Miles, a lot of these guys built Miles Filthy though.
I feel like maybe Miles, but I don't. Yeah, true. Now you're all right, but then they've all built it now anyway. Like now like they're all
they can go out there and do other things.
They all do that anyway. But then STS, I want to see they all have their
own. But that's only because STS is younger though. You have to give it time. Like look, Elias has been doing this thing.
Yeah,
Star Players on Locked In, Fuizzi's on Foot Asylum. So as time goes on, it'll be the same.
Yeah, 100%, it will be the same. But I'm just saying that, like, I don't know.
Right now, it's Filthy for me.
Nah, right now it's SDS.
Only because I don't listen to SDS that much.
SDS is the best.
I might say Filthy.
I think SDS is the best football show like on YouTube.
Might
right
be. I just
it's the best football show. I'm but for me, Filthy is one of the best shows. Just full stop.
Yeah.
But definitely for Ball Talk, they've got way more man. If they were to do like the Mastermind thing versus Filthy, they're smoking them probably, all day.
Yeah, no.
Because there's very questionable.
Now, but Filthy, with Filthy, yeah, like, there's not much content that I watch where I'm genuinely on the verge of tears, like holding my stomach, bro. You see when I'm watching Specs, Miles, Dan, Lippy all in the same table, bro, like, man's actually, like creasing, bro, like, them man are too funny.
That's a strong one. All right.
Let me think of a podcast. Let me try give you my one now.
Yeah.
Boom. Shits and Gigs. Or Madam Joyce.
Shits and I'll be honest, I don't watch neither of them that much, but unless they have a guest.
But if you were to listen to
Shits and Gigs
is funnier, I think.
I think Madam Joyce is a funnier person.
Yeah.
But Shits and Gigs of the podcast is better.
Yeah.
I've got to say that still.
I've only seen a few full episodes of their podcast and
I feel like I've watched probably equal amounts of either.
I've watched more Shits and Gigs. Madam Joyce.
I'd probably say Madam Joyce. I can't lie.
I just feel like Madam Joyce is a funnier person. Like in general,
by herself. Yeah.
But I think that Shits and Gigs, what they do, it just works. The best.
I think it's hard for Madam Joyce because she's on her own, so it's always going to be dependent on who the guest is.
That's it. With Madam Joyce thing, I only watch it depending on the guest that there is.
She has bigger guests than Shits and Gigs.
Nah, but Shits and Gigs had Chunks of Philly on though.
Just now, bro. Yeah, how many big guests can you name? Because I've just started having big guests.
I started watching them recently. Like, but obviously, I've gone back to them and someone else. I started watching them recently.
Madam Joyce had HB on there a few times. She had Nella Rose on there. She's had some big super guests though. So
Love Island, listen to them.
I'm at pick Madam Joyce though. I might pick Madam Joyce.
For me, Shits and Gigs. If I want to hear a podcast, I'll probably put them on.
Boom. Let's go American size now. Yeah.
I don't listen to any of them niggas, bro.
You wouldn't even know, man.
Boom. Let me ask you this now. Yeah. Ooh, let me think of a good one. Joe Budden podcast or The Breakfast Club?
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club now's tired.
The Breakfast Club has not been good in years.
Even talking about moments, Breakfast Club wins. Nearly they're number one.
That's not
Takashi 6ix9ine moment.
Yeah, Dre.
Birdman moment.
That's not fair. That's a radio show. It's not really fair.
They've had the biggest moments.
That's not a fair comparison. That's a bad one. I want to mention. I can't compare anyone to Joe Rogan though. It's not possible.
That's actually too big. Actually too big.
Yeah, man. It's hard. It's hard to think of one.
All
right. Let's do other content creator apart from podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try TikTokers.
Boom. Cast and not a speed.
Speed.
Sorry.
Ooh, why do you say Speed?
It's funny.
You're the better content creator, bro.
Nah, if
you say Speed, you're lying.
No, Kai.
Why are you lying?
But who's a funnier personality? Speed.
I don't think so.
I think Speed's
funnier than Kai. I think honestly, I don't know if it's bare weird in it because we don't know, but if they were to just both be in this room right now and the cameras weren't on, I think Kai would be funnier.
That's cap.
I think Speed would be funnier.
I don't think Speed would be funnier, bro.
You need to understand, Speed's whole thing is actually just him.
It's him himself,
in his bedroom, just doing, he's not even doing anything. Like my man, a lot of time he's just talking to his chat or just playing games that everyone else plays, but he is so entertaining, bro.
But that's for example, he wouldn't be shouting and all that shit in real life, bro. Like that's
but okay, but look, it's 21 versus Kai's 21, bro. Speed's way better.
Speed's way funnier.
I'm always going to say Speed because me personally, like I appreciate, like Kai's content is like borderline art, bro.
Yeah,
like
what he does with he's the best content creator in the world.
Bro, what he does with those streams is incredible. Like even when he done a Spider-Man thing, I couldn't believe what I was watching, bro. My man brought a fake Uncle Ben. He brought a fake Zendaya. Like bro, this guy's a content genius, bro. But I'm always personally over like...
So as content-wise, Kaisen's content is better.
So what are you basing it off then? What's the question then? Just personality?
No, I'm saying me personally, what I prioritize in a content creator, I put personality above like... Yeah, get what I'm trying to say. So that's what I would say Speed.
Fair, but I put content over.
Actually, yeah. As a content creator, Kai.
Yeah, but I'm saying in general, whatever you value the most.
If they both have a stream, I'd rather watch Kai's stream.
It depends what they're doing on stream, though.
If you don't know what it is, they just both start a stream, I'm going to watch Kai's before Speed.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
I agree.
I don't know.
You don't know. You're probably going to watch Speed playing Fortnite or something.
Kai has a better I think content
no,
mind.
No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. Kai's a genius. Like Kai's a content genius, bro. Yeah, but Speed is just so naturally entertaining. Like, man, yeah. I actually just watch Speed just sitting there doing nothing, bro. I'd only ever watch Kai when something's happening. If it's a big guest or if it's a prison stream or everything. Like, when something's happening, I watch Kai, but I rarely ever watch Kai when it's just him.
And I think outside of content, Kai's done way more. Because Kai doesn't even
have had a Ballon d'Or, bro.
No, that's still content, though.
Yeah, but he had a Ballon d'Or though, bro.
That's still content though. I'm talking about example, like Kai doesn't even have to be funny to like example, Kai can go and get the biggest rapper in the world, whoever drop an album, they come to Kai first because his impact on music.
Drake went on Speed stream before he tapped into Kai though. Facts, bro. Drake has done the FaceTime Speed on stream time way before he ever mentioned Kai though.
Yeah, but he's never been
on Kai. He's never been on Kai's stream.
He's FaceTimed them.
Yeah, but he's been FaceTime Speed way before though. That's
FaceTime
saying.
Someone first doesn't mean that they're better though. That just means you did it first.
Realistically, Speed was doing rapper stream before Kai was.
No, Aiden.
He was. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Aiden. Speed wasn't part of it though. Speed
it
started with the NLE Chopper one.
They were on Aiden's stream though. Yeah. Not Kai's stream.
But Speed was streaming that day as well though.
It wasn't with the rapper. The rapper was for Aiden and Speed was there.
I don't know, man.
Aiden started the whole
When it comes to music, Kai's impact's way bigger than Speed.
Yeah, that's music.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the point I'm trying to make. I said outside of just content, like being funny and whatnot.
That's free content. Exactly. The impact's
no, but
free
I'm saying, that's why I said outside of content, what they've managed to do, Kai's had a massive impact.
That's not outside of content, though. His impact is because of the content.
His impact's on music, though.
No, but his content is geared towards that.
Yeah, but the impact is from the content.
Geared towards music.
Like saying Kai has no impact in football and Speed does. I'm saying like he because that's what his content is.
What's Speed's impact in football?
No, I'm not saying impact. I'm saying he's bigger in the football.
Every footballer knows he was at the Ballon d'Or.
That's not impact in football.
He was at the Ballon d'Or, bro. What the fuck?
He has more part.
Kai's not ain't gonna be at the Grammys, bro.
What's his impact on football, bro?
Bro, it don't matter, bro. Every footballer knows him.
What's his impact on football, bro?
Is Kai gonna be at the Grammys?
No, what's his impact on football, bro?
Grammys is the biggest.
His impact on in the footballing world, is every foot, bro. Elanga himself said that when Ronaldo walked in the dressing room, everyone was saying Sui to him. How can you say that's no impact, bro?
No, on the sport, bro. Forget that.
My man's not gonna have change the way people like. He's not gonna change football itself. I say just the culture surrounding football, broski.
Yeah,
like every footballer knows who Speed is. Every footballer wants to be on Speed stream.
Impact on music is bigger than Speed's impact on football.
What's Kai's impact on music?
I can tell you to the day, bro. If Kai doesn't like your song, you're fucked, bro. Uh-huh. Label. That's Kai. What do you mean hurt? Going back and watch, Academics explained it perfectly,
He said it himself.
Listen, labels. Kai said it on the stream himself. Labels are ringing out his phone, when he reacts to artists to make sure that he's saying positive things because they know if Kai. Who controls music these days, that's bro? Labels, bro. If an artist drops a song or a project, they know that if or when Kai reacts to it, depending on what he does, is going to impact that song or that project heavily, bro. Why do you think labels pay him to do it?
Okay, wait. So give me an example of a song that has blown up because of Kai. Or a song that
Just Wanna Rock, bro. That song
that didn't blow because of Kai.
The dance was because of Kai.
That didn't blow. That song didn't
blow. Lil Uzi himself. Lil Uzi said it himself. You can say that, but Lil Uzi literally said himself. Lil Uzi
said. That song blew before I even seen
Lil Uzi. Lil Uzi said himself that if it wasn't for Kai, that song would be nowhere near as big.
He's paying homage rappers. Say that he's just paying. No, it might not be as big, but still would have blown, bro. Everyone still would have known,
bro. The song.
Do you know how many people do that dance in the club? They don't.
And why do you think everyone does it, bro?
Do you know how many? What I'm saying to you. How many people do that dance and they don't even know it's from Kai, bro?
Exactly, because Kai, bro. You don't know. Doesn't mean that person that made the impact, bro. If Kai, he didn't make the dance. I'm not saying he made. I don't know who made the dance in it. Whoever made it doesn't matter in it. Yeah, but I'm saying from him doing that dance every day on stream in front of 100,000 people, it was the reason why that song got so big because everyone jumped on TikTok and was doing that same thing and then the song just went crazy. Before Kai started doing that, the song was going crazy. It was a good song and it was going off, but it was nowhere near. It would have been nowhere near as big if Kai didn't do that. No way.
But that's like saying Kai's the reason that the Sturdy dance got so big because he was doing it on stream every day.
Sturdy was a big dance in New York.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I Wanna Rock would have been big regardless of Kai.
It would have been, bro. Bro, that song would have been nowhere near.
No one's saying Kanye got a big end. Then the day when you've got the youth on in the headlock, bro, like you, no one's denying his impact. But I'm saying Speed, you can't Speed, bro. My man's at the Ballon d'Ors. Kanye's not gonna be at the Grammy.
But your whole impact,
can you get a award? That's literally the most, bro. There's footballers that have played for years and have never entered that building before, bro. As streamers in that building, do you know? Compare how hard it is to get into them kind of buildings compared to the music buildings, bro. It's way harder to get into football.
He is in the building, as
bro. Kanye's not gonna be at no Grammys.
Saying not being at Grammys doesn't mean that labels are not paying him millions of pounds to direct his song, bro. What's more important to you? What do you think is the bigger impact? The label? Wait. What's the bigger impact? The label? The biggest labels in the world telling you that? Let me speak. What's bigger to you, bro? Being at an award show or the labels that are running these award shows literally coming to you and saying, "I need to know what you're gonna say when the song comes out." What's the bigger impact to you? What's the bigger impact?
Yeah, no.
So you think being at the Grammys where half most rappers don't even care about Grammys anymore? Yeah. Because how like,
yeah, but I know, but what I'm saying to you is, bro, to be at the Ballon d'Or for who he is, for where he's from, to get into the Ballon d'Or, that should not be happening, bro.
It's true.
That should never
But the organization definitely has way more. Kai definitely has way more impact, bro.
Ronaldo
thank
knew
you.
Him.
He has way more. Thank you.
Ronaldo knew him.
Of course.
The impact, bro.
What are you talking about, bro?
Of course. No, but that's because his whole thing is literally about Ronaldo.
It's because of his kid.
So his impact. You can't avoid, bro.
You think that's a bigger impact than being literally involved in the
involved in what, bro?
In music. Labels are paying Kai because no, but they know that his back. Okay, it's like you know that TikToker Keith Lee.
Yeah,
yeah.
He has such a big impact as in if he gives your place a bad review. You won't get business. That's how they see Kai Cenat. So they need him to like their shit.
True, though. I don't think if Kai said the song is shit, that the song's gonna flop.
Yes,
bro.
It will.
That's not true. That's not
I'm not
true,
saying
bro.
It will flop.
So which
song that happened? Wait. You forget. Wait. My point is, a lot of these people they listen. Like a lot of the young people they listen to these people that they watch, bro.
I don't know. But so sometimes, which song has that happened with, though?
I don't know. But
the songs are flopped, innit?
I don't watch him like that. I don't know, but I do know for the fact that if people are paying you, if labels are paying you no that money, it's because you have that big impact,
bro. Labels have paid me, bro. What does that mean, though?
No, you're not Kai, bro.
But you're using the thing, but labels are paying them. Bare labels have paid me, bro. Bare artists reach out to me, can you react to my song,
Yes, because you have an impact in music.
No, you have an impact.
Yeah, but bro, but at the same time, though, I understand that's impact, but bro, there's certain things that are way harder to do.
So you think Speed has more impact?
I think what Speed has done is way harder to do, bro. My man's got onto the Ballon d'Or. My man's taking it with Ronaldo and Neymar. Bro.
That Reseba kid was there as well.
Reseba was there as well. Your impact is just them knowing that. Is that an impact on football or is that impact on just them knowing who you are?
That's impact.
What's the impact, though?
If you go into the Ballon d'Or, and all the footballers don't know who you are. You can't say you've not had an impact on the football in the world. They don't know.
No, you're popular. But it's because he's famous.
His name holds weight, bro.
His name holds weight.
Doesn't hold weight. Saying hold weight means he has an impact.
That doesn't have an impact.
I don't think he has impact. I think he's very well known in the community.
He's one of the most famous people.
He's famous. That's why. Same way these lot all know Drake. Doesn't mean Drake has an impact on football.
Do you know how many Americans got into football because of Speed, bro?
Exactly.
It's facts, bro.
That's called impact, bro. But my point is, Kai directly impacts the actual music. Exactly. Speed doesn't impact the football industry.
Bro,
it impacts people to watch football.
That don't even make sense, bro. That don't make sense.
Well, not a lot of people can do it.
How can you do that? That's what happened.
I'm saying my man
has literally brought bare American and don't give a shit about football, and now they all give a shit about football, all because of him.
Of course, and that's
so. How can you say that's not impact?
No, I think Kai has more impact. No one's listening to music
because of Kai, bro. No one's gonna listen to us. No one's listening to music just because of Kai.
Man, listen to long songs of Kai. Yes, they are, bro.
Certain songs, mate. Yes.
If Kai reacts to your song and he says he loves it, bare man are gonna listen to that song, bro.
Most of these songs are from big artists anyway. They're already getting mad streams, bro.
He doesn't just react to big artists, bro. Speed
has converted Americans into football fans, bro. Do you know how crazy that is? That's impact, bro.
I think it's closer
than we're acting like it.
I'll be honest, yeah. A lot of Speed's impact is more based on like the fun side of football. I don't think a lot of people are actually going out to become footballers because of Speed, bro.
People are now watching, people are interested, so people now want to know for themselves. Oh, is Ronaldo actually better than Messi? People are actually taking, they're investing into the sport now because of him, bro. It's facts, bro. Whether you want to admit or not, it's facts, bro.
I'm not denying that, though.
I think it's close.
I think we're talking impact. Speed's had a bigger impact. And I'm saying, bro, like you couldn't scroll 3 times on TikTok without seeing a Speed clip. Like that guy was the definition of everywhere. But
Kai is everywhere too.
No, not everywhere speed.
I think he is.
Check this. I've never watched Kai's stream, but that jail stream was on my TikTok every day. Daily.
Bro, I'm not going to lie though. Like,
recently, I've seen more Kai on my page, on my free page.
I feel like I see more Kai's speed in general.
Yeah.
Nah, man, nah.
I see more
Kai's speed when he's like doing stuff off stream. Like when he's doing random stuff. I don't really see that. All them Fortnite clips and all that, I don't really see a lot of it. It's only like the mad stuff.
Nah, speed, bro. Trust me. I remember them days on TikTok where man couldn't even scroll twice without seeing a speed clip, bro. Like, my FYP was literally just speeding Andrew Tate.
But then that went down, though. And that was time. That was lockdown time.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
I've never experienced that with Kai, though. I've never not been able to scroll a few times without seeing Kai. That's facts, bro.
When he was doing that subathon, I couldn't scroll without seeing him.
Oh, even I knew what was happening.
When he was doing
I rate Kai highly, innit, but I'm saying speed.
Fair enough. I'm saying Kai now.
I just think content.
I think content creator, Kai.
By far.
Kai washes speed, content creation.
Yeah, obviously, in terms of content creation, but that's what I'm saying.
But as a personality who's funnier, that's what I'm saying. I think speed is naturally more entertaining and funny, but I think Kai is calculated and a bit better at that.
I think Kai will admit that speed's naturally more funny.
Yeah, probably.
More entertaining than him. Nico now.
Yes.
Or Prime KSI?
Prime KSI.
I was saying Nico now because I was never into Prime KSI.
Prime KSI, bro.
I love Prime KSI, but this is where you need to break it down. Yeah. If I'm saying Prime KSI, that's 100% nostalgia. That's not because of quality of content.
Yeah.
If I'm going off content, bro, like, bro, Nico pranking the KKK, bro, running crazy for London mayor,
that don't make sense because the other one you pick speed because of personality, but now you're picking his content.
I think Nico's personality now.
When I look at Prime KSI,
yeah, I'll be honest, like, when I watch it back now, bro, like,
cringe,
it's not as funny as I thought.
At the time, bro, that was the funniest thing on the internet, bro. That's what I'm saying.
You have to look in hindsight,
No, you can't do that. You got to look at it as what it was at the time.
I was like nine, bro.
Yeah, but and that show was funny to you, right?
You forget no things. Things have been funny at different points in time. Exactly. Like, not everything that was funny in 2005 is going to be funny today, bro. You get me? Like, at the time, KSI was the funniest person on the internet, bro.
Prime KSI. For me, Prime KSI and Nico are top two UK YouTubers ever, for me, personally.
Personally,
so I rate both of them highly.
I didn't get to KSI until 2018.
But I just think with KSI, we've seen people like not replicate it, but kind of Speed's a perfect example, bro.
Bare
people compare Speed. Even Joella, but when Joella's coming up, people compare.
He tried, but he couldn't do it.
You say that, but bare people comparing Joella to KSI. Even his brother, bro.
Yeah, but Nico's not an originator. Nico's not an originator for what he's doing.
Yeah.
Bro, man, I'm trying to KKK.
He's not an originator for. No,
but the videos he's done have never been done before and probably won't.
It's original ideas, but for what his YouTube is, it's not original.
Yeah, but I'm talking video for video, bro. If Nico had done things that A, never been done before, and number two, probably will never be done again.
Wait, but KSI has never been done again. We're saying that Nico's things will never be done again.
Yeah, who's gonna do what Nico done to the KKK? Who's gonna run? Jidian has done that. Running for London mayor.
Jidian can do that. This is stuff that Jidian can do. No,
Jidian quit YouTube, bro.
I know. I'm saying there's people like him.
You're just going off like individual ideas, though.
That's
for like specific ideas, though. But I'm saying that like I'm basing KSI in general, like how funny he was, that the content in general, bro. No one's gonna go and do the exact same video as Nico, bro.
Same videos, it's just like to that scale, bro.
But why was someone going prank the KKK again when Nico's already done it?
No, but I'm saying something on that scale. I'm not saying that exact thing, I'm saying something on that scale, bro. I'm saying what KSI was doing, bro. It's like it was mad funny, mad organic, rare tear tear. But like, at the end of the day, man was actually just in his bedroom playing FIFA. What you actually think about it?
Yeah, but it was funny.
Like, that's actually all he was doing. Nico's actually risking his life, bro.
Wait, man's going to
EDL. In my opinion,
this is the same conversation as the speed and
wait,
Kai.
Quickly, doesn't it mean more the fact that this man could just be in his room playing FIFA and be that funny to be at the level?
I don't think Nico has to go and do that. I don't think it was more entertaining than Nico's videos now, though.
At the time, it was.
If you told me I could only watch one person's catalogue and delete the others, I'd pick Nico.
No, it's because now you look back and think that's the...
YouTube at the time, man weren't doing... There was no big videos at the time.
I know, you're looking at it from today, but
I'm saying, think about it from the time.
That's what I'm saying, but the reason I can't think of it at the time, because, bro, I loved the content at the time, but I was so young, bro. I can't even take my 9-year-old opinion and hold it as weight, bro.
Even I didn't watch YouTube yet. I didn't watch YouTube at all, but I knew about KSI. No one stopped. Everyone just stopped talking about him because it was hilarious.
I don't think it's fair to talk about how funny he was. It's not fair to have this conversation if you're saying you can't go back then.
Because you're picking two different people from two different times, so you can't really compare.
Two different eras, you know what I'm saying?
If you but that's what I'm saying. In the UK, it's hard to compare anyone because, like, bro, like, no one's like, who's even on Nickel's level right now in the UK?
No one.
That's what I'm saying. So who can I compare?
I don't know. That's what I said. I think the levels are already set between who's actually, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's too different.
Wait, quickly. I don't know if it's a question, but who's actually a better content creator and personality? Chunks, Philly.
I'm gonna say Chunks.
Philly's never had a big YouTube channel.
That because all of Philly's best moments is in, like, on other channels and other concepts. Whereas Chunks actually created his own content. Like, Chunks came creating his own content.
Yeah, he did.
The epic rap battles, the prank calls, the chef Chunks. Like, he was actually, like, producing his own content.
What was Philly's thing? I know the Snapchat stuff, the general knowledge.
And the general knowledge stuff. That's what blew him up.
And Foot Asylum.
On the outside, dude.
I mean, like, those videos were fucking hilarious, though.
The Snapchat videos were the hardest.
I never saw that, but I can't remember. I remember when YouTubers used to go outside and do like questions in public.
Yeah, Philly's the king of the
era. I actually like that. Really?
I think it's the king of the era.
KSI did that as well. Sorry.
But that wasn't KSI's thing, though.
Yeah, he just did it and it banged. Yeah.
Them asking awkward questions in public Philly videos. They were
I've got one though.
Like, his reactions were elite, bro.
Two YouTube series.
Ooh,
okay.
I know he's gonna say.
Does a shoe fit?
Or locked in?
No. Locked in.
Right. That's
locked in.
Unfortunately, that's a close one. You think locked in compares? Let me not versus bubble.
You know it isn't.
I think it is.
Give us something proper.
I didn't go back to watch them, but I'm looking at the views. But they're on 10 million views each, bro.
Yeah, they are.
That's different.
Different.
But anyway, does a shoe fit?
Yeah.
Or 20v1.
Does a shoe fit? After. Does a shoe fit?
20v1s are serious.
They are bangers.
They are different kind of bangers still.
You see me?
Oh, no, forget that. The Tinder videos.
Tinder videos,
or does a shoe fit?
I'm still thinking does a shoe fit.
Tinder videos.
I'm still thinking does a shoe fit still.
Do you know why? Does a shoe fit, firstly, it's too short. Like, you don't get to see them date enough. I feel like
10 videos are too long, though. I'm gonna laugh at that too long.
You get different lines. It's funny little. And also,
I honestly don't know, you know. I actually don't know.
The best Tinder video for me was the one with Chunks, Philly, and Harry.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's when the Tinder thing started to pick up, though.
That was a privilege for them to be on.
That's when I started to enjoy it anyway. That's the one I watched. Maybe the Stephen Tries one. That was good.
Yeah, that was good as well.
I prefer Does a Shoe Fit because it's more raw.
I think the Tinder's better.
It's close. Every time I think Does a Shoe Fit, I just think the moments from the Tinder videos are too funny, bro. Like, you clapped. Oh my gosh, bro.
Nah. And even the banter between the mandem is just elite, bro.
But that also happens on the Tinder videos.
Not the same.
Don't know, man. I can't pick.
I have to go with Tinder, generally, like I said, because there's more lines, there's more things said than Does a Shoe Fit. I think Does a Shoe Fit is amazing, though. Also, I think the cast also helps, like, whoever's in it. Yeah.
Obviously.
Having Conan in there is good. Because the first series was KSI was dry.
I won't lie.
Jack Fowler's good. KSI was dry, though.
Nah, the Conan HP Chunks Philly thing, that was elite.
That combo series. That's the best one. So I do think, though, with the Does a Shoe Fit, it did have a ceiling, though.
Think.
Yeah,
because they can't do that now. Not because of technical ability.
The last one was shit though with Arhan and Unknown T. That was terrible.
They done the one with Arhan and Unknown T.
Like, yeah, 3 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Hit the ceiling because Chunks didn't want to do it no more.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, I remember
that. Yeah, people in
because Chunks don't want to date on camera anymore.
Yeah, so I think like hit the ceiling, but I do think that Tinder could still.
Tinder because I think
they still have a banger.
But also, they stopped Tinder.
No, they haven't.
They only do 20v1, I swear.
No, it's just they want to give gaps.
I forgot you're the sidemen correspondent.
Yes, I am. But no, my thing is, sorry, don't you feel like the Tinders also have a ceiling?
What's the ceiling?
Definitely.
Because I feel like.
Well, the ceiling would have been hit by now if it did.
I think that Philly Chunks HP episode one.
But imagine ceiling.
Imagine the American one was good as well. Imagine they did a Tinder
with Kai Speed. And another American, that would.
But I feel like they replaced Tinder with 21 though. That's what it feels like to me.
Nah, because they do both.
I don't see the point of running them both simultaneously.
They're different concepts.
Just different formats, isn't it?
It's different concepts. One of them is just lies to random girls over and over again.
I feel like, you know with the 20v1, yeah? You know there's one guest, yeah? Obviously, Speed one, everyone kind of thinks, right, you can't talk Speed now, yeah? But I feel like there's one guest they can get. If they get him, they need to retire the series.
Wait, pause.
20v1.
Is there a YouTuber?
He's a content creator.
Okay.
There's one guest.
American.
If they get him, they retire the series. Retire the channel. There's not going to be a better video on YouTube if on you.
What? Duke?
Andrew Tate?
Nah.
Do I think that? No, wait.
Theo Von, bro. If they give Theo Von at 20v1,
I don't think that's his kind of content.
Yeah, that's bro, his kind
that,
of content.
No, I'm gonna like Theo Von would shine that content.
He would obviously shine because he's
funny. Yeah,
when it comes to quick thinking, that's on the spot things, bro. Theo Von's the best in the world.
With Theo Von, though, you have to get him to get it. Yeah. If you don't get him, like, you just watch it and think, what's he talking about? Why is he saying that? No, that doesn't make sense.
No, but everyone, he's viral. Also, but everyone gets it.
I think he'd be better in a Tinder than because the Tinder's about like the dating one, they tell you what
I'm
to do.
I'm telling you now.
I'll tell you why he wouldn't, yeah, because Tinder, the Tinder one's only like mad because of the crazy things to say. But Fiorent's not a crazy guy.
He's not, bro.
He didn't say crazy stuff, though. He just says like,
he says crazy stuff, but like, he's
not gonna go to a girl and be like, you're clapped, like, he's not gonna do that kind of stuff.
He says some weird
shit. I'm not gonna lie, I'm telling you now, Fiorent 20v1 will be the best video on YouTube, bro.
I don't know.
I think Theo Von in general is the funniest white person in the world.
Bro, I don't think anyone can top a Theo Von 20v1. Who? What guess could you get after that?
I don't know.
Drake? That won't be funny, though.
Drake? I think Drake's a funny guy, can't lie.
Funnier than Theo Von?
No, of course not.
So why are you saying that, then?
No, I'm thinking...
It will do more views, cool, innit? But I'm not talking about views.
But no, but wait, do you think that Simon don't care about views? They care about the money, bro.
I'm on Simon, bro. I don't care about...
So I'm saying they can...
I'm actually begging the side, man. Please do whatever you can to get Theo Von. Theo Von. I actually need that. I'll pay for that.
Just get him.
I'd actually pay for that. Would I do 20 Von? I do, obviously. It's not about me, though.
I would.
I'd
just
say no. I don't feel like it's my content.
Like, of course, I would do it still.
Anyway, wrap up now. Anyway,
let's wrap up. All right, cool. Listen, people, then.
We didn't even freestyle.
Oh, my God. play a beat.
I'm so tired. I'm going London.
Yo. Yeah. Yo. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Listen. Yo. M1 team, yeah, we're outside. Wanna see the visuals, shouts outside. Yeah,
shouts
we're out
outside.
Here. Yeah,
we're can't outside. Talking about Southside. Pretty girl 9, yeah, she my size. We're on the right side. She love my guy.
Yo. Talking about South Side.
La, la.
Open your mouth wide.
Yeah.
It's about time.
I'll keep it truthful. I'ma keep it a buck. Don't worry about the juice in my cup. Yeah. You drinking rare? Come here, give me crazy.
Yo, I'm a yaya, no colo. I do it no YOLO. You know I do it solo. Money in my
You know I do solo, but you know where you can see I'm getting
bolo.
Bolo. That's it.
I'll eat like Lengtings. I will never chat to a minga. I'm drinking ginger. Ginger beer. Listen, baby girl, come round here.
Baby white. Ginger beer. Check. You can't even hear the beat, yo. You need to put the headphones on.
Listen, I'm about to go stupid. This beat is so smelly, Keep it looped up with petroleum jelly. Listen, looped you can see crazy. Me on the telly. Baby girl, come on, rub my belly. Ring me up my celly. Come on to the back, we can get ready. Say my pen game. Baby girl, come and shake the bed frame.
My lips getting dry, I need some Vaseline. SK, I beg you, pass the cream.
SK, I beg you, pass the lean.
I'm a killer like Vaseline. Throwback one. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Only real niggas coming in my team.
Why if you're coming in your team? That's crazy. Oh, yeah, our first 100k views as well.
I even forgot about that.
Yeah, we posted a football videos. Let us know what you're like, thinking in the comments, innit?
Well, by then, this is the second episode as well.
Yeah.
But yeah,
our first 100k views as well.
Yeah, 100k views. Jordan McCann. Wait.
They got Jordan McCann, man. Classic. Yeah. Classic. Genuinely, out of every podcast episode across every podcast in the world, this is top 10.
I think, easily.
Every podcast, Joe Rogan, doesn't matter. Joe Budden, this is top 10 ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, easily.
So big up Jordan every time.
Big up. Because how did that happen? Thing is, the day we shot, we knew, we said it. It's going to go crazy. I didn't expect 100K crazy. Woo!
What's up?
I don't know. Yeah.
So, I beg give us a topic, broski.
All right. about
what are things we don't like about girls?
Icks. No, we've done icks, haven't we?
We've done. It wasn't icks. It was
That's a body.
Yeah.
There's the icks then.
Same shit though.
Icks. That's a body. What things we do like about a girl? Like, I like her when she did it.
Okay. Yeah. That's what things we like about a girl. Oh yeah. That's cool. Yeah, man. Turn. I'm a lover boy, man. Start again though. Come on. Let's get into it properly.
I like this beat.
Ooh. Okay. Let's go.
So we're doing what? Things we like about girls?
Yeah, things we love about girl.
Okay. Not girl in general, just that.
What do you mean? Things we like about girl. What do you mean?
I hear what you're saying, so. It's gotta be a slow one for this, man.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah. I like girls that like me. I know that she want it. I'ma wipe my face so you come and sip on it.
That's it.
Suffocate me. Yeah, I know your parents probably hate me. Yeah, we got 2 rounds, maybe 3, 4, 5, maybe 1 more. Listen, we could do it so many times. I know you're gonna be asking for an encore.
Listen, I like when she asks how my day be.
Mm-hmm.
I always see you in my daydream.
Mm.
Put her to sleep when the sun's out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm calling that a daydream.
Oh, pretty brown skin, man, I thank God.
Ooh.
I like a hair tied back in the tank top.
Oh, yeah, nah.
I remember my phone, so.
I'm a little sweetie, looking like a goodie. I like when she's wearing my big hoodie. Yeah, wearing all my garms. Baby girl, come lay in my arms.
Come lay in my arms. Come lay in my arms, lay in my gums. Listen, it's like, I love you and that's factual. I prefer your hair when it's natural. I let them braids new.
Oof.
I want it real, not that fake love. Uh-huh. I like natural, but I still like to make talk.
Listen, it's like,
yo. I like natural in new makeup. We can make money together, we can rake up. I wanna be the one that you wake up next to. Alright, listen. Who's next? I like when she's kissing on my neck. I like when she cradle my head like a baby. Baby girl, come here, just be my lady.
I prefer you without makeup. And I hate when we argue. But I love the sex when we make up.
Little diva, man, she too sassy. Mm-hmm. Right hand on a fire when she in the posse. I'ma say left though.
Listen, you a good girl, but I've been knew it. I like when she runs my hand through my beard, through it. Listen, when she runs her hand through my beard, bro, come on, it's nice. You can't relate, because you ain't got nothing. Shush.
Listen, yo, I got no other girls.
Mm-hmm.
You are not lost.
Mm-hmm.
Send me pictures when you're watching my podcast. You know that turn me on.
Mm-hmm.
I might say something bad, so turn it off.
Nah, that was all right. That was all right, you know. That was pretty good. I felt in my element in that one. Yeah.
Baby, just leave me alone, because I'm way too grown. Don't go on my phone. Get up off work, get a hit the roads. I'll leave for her, I don't think she knows. On the run, life fuck, it's crazy. And right now, they let not faze me. 1K kid, like Pagey. I got demons, anyone take me? Cause I'm way too.